If you're one of the millions of people who wear prescription eyeglasses, you know that they're often a pretty sizable investment. And at this time of year, a lot of people are looking at their health savings plans to budget for next year and to use up the funds that they still have for this current year. Hi, I'm Judith Sears Poisson, sitting in today for Larry Mueller. Thanks for joining us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Jim LaLuzerne enjoyed a 45-year career as the CEO of five different optical-related companies. He was president of the largest manufacturer of prescription eyeglasses in the world and is an inductee in the Optical Hall of Fame. He comes by a few times a year to help us with our eyeglass decisions. Jim LaLuzerne, thanks so much for joining us.
Hello, Judith. Hello, everybody else out there. It's my honor to be here today. Thank you.
Well, we always get such great information from you. And like I said in the introduction, this time of year, people are both looking at what they have left to spend and thinking about what they may need to spend next year on eyeglasses and, you know, putting that together with other medical expenses that they're budgeting for. And so it seemed like a good time to talk about eyewear and how we can at least, you know, have a ballpark idea of what we may need to spend. I want to make sure people can join in. Listeners, you can join in by calling 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also send us an email at talk@wpr.org or post a question or a comment on our Facebook page, and that's The Larry Mueller Show. Now, Jim, what are the basic components of prescription eyewear? What are all the pieces that get put together?
Well, sure. Just one thing I'd like to amplify what you said about flex plans. This time of year is a wonderful time to use up your flex plan budget. Some flex plans, health savings plans, whatever, have a use it or lose it part of it. And people want to keep that during the year because they might have a health need. And then they get some money left over. And eyeglasses are one of those things that could use it up and you could get an extra pair or a pair for somebody else or whatever in your family. So it is a good time. Some of the plans have to be used up by the end of the year. Some go a month or so into the next year. But you raise a very good point, and it's good to remind people of that. It would be a shame if they lost something because they forgot to do it. So good point. In the purchasing of a pair of eyeglasses, I get a lot of people and a lot of questions over the time about why are they so expensive, what can I do to reduce the cost. And I tell people all the time that there's two significant components of a pair of eyeglasses. There's the frame itself, and then there's the lenses. And I guess that's kind of obvious, but oftentimes people will tell me they spent a tremendous amount of money on eyeglasses, and then they'll point out that over half of that was on the frame, and they're wearing a designer frame. And just as an example, a couple weeks ago, in preparation of this, I went to a local retail chain and I looked at their frame selection, and I was amazed. I found a frame. I looked for one for myself, and the retail price of it was $50, and it was a very nice frame, and it fit me well, and it would have served to have been a nice, attractive frame. $50. Right next to it was a designer frame that, you know, was very similar. But it had the name on the side so your friends could see that it was a designer frame, and it was $200. Hmm. So that's four times as much money. And this was in a discount retail chain. You know, other places it might have been $100 and $400, you know, that kind of a spread. So if my first thing is, if you're really trying to cut down, and people will say, well, I don't like the looks of the frame or whatever, I say, okay, fine. Then you've made the decision that you want, you know, looks over price. Just like if you buy a pair of blue jeans and you buy a basic pair of Wrangler blue jeans, or you go buy a Calvin Klein, they're both blue jeans. One is relatively inexpensive. One is very expensive. I don't know about those brand names myself, but I think you get the point. So, number one, the frame is a really big opportunity to save lots and lots of money. And also, some places will have a designer frame, but it might be a 2 or 3 year old style, and they might have it at a lower cost because it is an older style. Still a designer frame, still, you know, fit the same way and everything else. It just came out a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. It's no longer made, and sometimes people reduce the price on those. Also, regarding the frame, if you talk to your eyeglass place, your doctor or the dispenser. Tell them that you're trying to keep the price down. Don't be, you know, if you really are, then say so. And ask them for less expensive frames. And sometimes people have frames in a certain section that they don't normally put out, but if somebody really asks for it, they'll pull them out and say, you know, this is our bargain selection if you're interested. So frames is a big opportunity, and it doesn't jeopardize the quality of the lens or anything else. It's just the frame. And most frames, especially if it's sold through a retail place of any repute, the frames are pretty darn good today. You know, they years ago there used to be some ones that didn't hold shape and problem. Most of them are pretty good. So even if you buy a less expensive one, you're probably okay. Now, in lenses, you can go from a single vision lens, which is relatively inexpensive in a simple material without any coatings on it for a relatively low price. And if you're wearing a multifocal, such as a progressive lens, and you get AR coatings and scratch coatings and photochromic tints and that, you can be talking $300-$500 for the lenses alone. And yet at the same time, if you got a single vision lens that was just for the distance and didn't have the coatings on and the basic material, you could be talking under $100 in a lot of cases. So it has to do with what you select. And if you need a pair of glasses for distance, you know, you can range from inexpensive frame and a basic lens, pretty low price, all the way up to, you know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars for doing that. So it, when I hear people come and tell me they pay so much for glasses, and I say, what did you get? And they got a designer frame, and they've got all the coatings, and they got the fancy new lens, and they got all that. And I say, that's like you going out and buying a Mercedes-Benz or buying a Ford Focus. You know, I mean, they're both cars. They both get you to where you want to go. One is kind of fancy, and one's more basic.
So, Jim, how do you tell, what's the relationship with quality? Is there a way to tell? I mean, it's great to save money, but, you know, what's the saying? You can be pound wise and penny foolish, or penny wise and pound foolish, something like that. Foolish and wise and different things. But, you know, penny wise, pound foolish. And is there a point where you might be actually focusing too much on getting the best deal and you're actually not getting as good a product as a result?
Well, that can happen. And my defense against that, because it's really hard for a layperson to go in and understand that, is to find a reputable place that you're going to. I'm always reluctant when I hear people say you get two pairs of glasses for $99 or things like that. And there's probably some of those that are very good, but that makes me very nervous. I know it just can't be done unless they're cutting corners somehow. If they ever do sell it the way they say they do, I think a lot of those are lost leaders. That's what they get you in there with, and then they sell you something different. But the name and reputation of the person you go to see, whether it's an eye doctor with his dispenser or you go to a retail chain, there's good ones and there's bad ones. So that's, and I've said this a number of times before, but Consumers Report really has does a very good job of testing, you know, the different places out there and seeing what they are. And if anybody really wants to see the range by name and company, go to Consumers Report and look at their list. And some that you wouldn't expect are on their good list, and some that you would think would be the other way are the other way. You know, I mean, there's some that you would think would be really good, and they're not, and there's some that you wouldn't that are. And a lot to do with, if you just don't know, ask what their guarantee is, what their warranty is. If, you know, because ultimately, if you're not happy, you should be able to take it back and say, I'm not happy, give me my money back. And most reputable places have a very generous, liberal return policy. And so if you can find that out up front, you know, they don't want, I mean, you think of any of the retail chains that are out there, they don't want people walking around saying bad things about them. And with Facebook and evaluate, you know, all these things online now, somebody gets a bad rep and they spread it around and it can hurt people. So more and more companies are, you know, pretty careful about standing behind their product.
We're talking about prescription eyewear with Jim LaLuzerne, who is a 45-year career veteran of the optical industry. You can join in by calling 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Cynthia Schuster, our on-air producer today, will be happy to answer your call. Now, Jim, how long can we expect a pair of glasses to physically last, you know, barring any accidents or unexpected breakage?
Well, I think the normal life of a prescription, and that is the actual time that you should wear your lenses without getting your eyes checked and see if there's any issues, is about 2 years. Most glasses will last 2, 3, in some cases 4 or 5 years. But when you think of something that you're putting on your face every day, and most people only have one pair of glasses, and they're wearing it most of the day, and they're taking it off and banging it around and washing it, and there's not many things that you have that make it that long that are that delicate. So I think reasonable time would be a couple years. A lot of places have two-year guarantees on the frame and or lenses. You can, again, ask that when you buy your glasses. But I think that's a reasonable period of time. If they last 3 years, I think you consider yourself you got your money's worth.
And so as we were talking about people wanting to use up their flex spending accounts perhaps right now or budget for next year, maybe, you know, they're close to that 2 year time frame that you just gave and they're thinking, oh, there's a good chance I'm going to need new glasses next year. So you talked about, you know, that frames can run really anywhere from $50 up to as much as you probably want to spend, just like with other types of fashion and lenses. It depends if it's single vision or the progressive or what coatings you might be getting. What's the best way, you know, if you're not at the point right now, but you think you're going to need new glasses in the next year, what's the best way to estimate, like you said, a lot of those flex spending plans, you lose what you don't use, so you don't want to put more in than you might need, but you want to make sure you have enough. What would you say is the best way to estimate as closely as possible?
Well, my guideline would be, what did you pay for your last pair? Because, you know, if I'm trying to give a number and somebody's a simple single vision lens wearer, or somebody's a complex multifocal progressive lens wearer, you know, if you know what you spent last time, that's probably a good judge for this time to do it. That would be my suggestion, is kind of think that part through. Again, if you're at the, you know, if you're really, really on a tight budget, there's ways that you can get glasses that are very inexpensive. And my suggestion, as always, is talk to the place where you're going. Tell them, you know, be honest with them, be upfront. Say, look, I really, you know, I need basic. I need to drive a car. I need a pair of glasses to get me there. I'm not concerned about the looks of the frame. I want something that'll fit me well and be durable. And I just need a single vision lens for driving. I think most people would take that and help you out along that line. Yes, they're trying to sell, you know, upsell, because that's how they make their living. But, you know, you find somebody that's the right person, I think they'll help you out in that. Along with that, I get asked a number of times, what about buying glasses online? And there's more and more websites that are offering online eyeglasses, and some you can take a picture, you know, I guess they call them selfies now. That's the new word, selfie. You take a picture of
yourself. It's the word of the year, actually, according to the Oxford English Dictionary.
But you take a selfie and you upload it to this website, and then you can try different frames on that picture of yourself. Now, that allows you to see how the frame looks on you, but it's very difficult to see how it's going to fit you. Everybody's nose is a little bit different. And some people have a prominent bridge on their nose. Other people have no bridge. Like children have very little bridge at all. There's nothing to really set the frame on. So it's very difficult to fit a child. And some nationalities, people have a very flat area in their nose, and they're very difficult to fit. So that becomes a problem. So you can see how it would look, but you can't really see how it fits. So I have a kind of a basic problem with online frame fitting. But much more than that, with a lens, how do you do like a bifocal fitting height or a progressive lens fitting height? You also have to get information on the PD, that's the pupillary distance, or the distance between your eyes. Very critical measurement, which isn't always on the prescription itself that you have. So there's a lot of difficulties with getting the right pair of glasses by doing online, and I don't think anybody has solved that issue yet. In addition to that, once you get the glasses, who's going to adjust them? And, you know, you say, well, I will take it to this place. They have free adjustments. Well, if you take it there, a lot of places are finding that they're not too willing to do that, because what if they break the frame when they're trying to adjust it? Is that their fault? They've made no money on this. Now they're trying to adjust your frame. Something breaks. Is it your fault, their fault, you know, whatever. So I say, if you really are on a budget, you know, do as I suggested. You know, tell the people, work with them, try to keep the price down. The online thing, I still haven't seen one that I would think could work, unless, you know, a few people might be lucky. They might turn out with a good result. Just doesn't strike me as the right way to do it.
We have Eleanor in Wausau who has a question about eyeglasses and those designer eyeglasses you were talking about. Hi, Eleanor.
Hi. No, I have more of a statement than a question.
All right.
I just got new eyeglasses a few months ago, and I went to Walmart pricing the lenses, I mean the frames, and I noticed all the barcodes were still on them, and I could tell by the barcode that they were all made in China. It didn't matter if I looked at a $10 pair or a $400 pair with the name of Christie Brinkley on it. So I called around, and sure as you were living, they said that all our frames are made in China now.
And so, Jim, if they're all coming from the same place, does it seem like there should be that big of a difference between the prices?
Well, I think she's absolutely correct, and the vast majority of them are coming from China. There's a few handmade ones that are still coming out of Italy, but those are probably in the $700, $800 range. You're not seeing those very often. So the vast majority are made in China, just like the vast majority of everything else is made in China. And when you look at that, they can make them, they are made to the specifications of the manufacturer. So some have very high-end specifications, and they do a very nice job. Some are made to low-end specifications. So it's like other products that are made in China. You get some really good quality products that are made there. I mean, Apple iPhones are made there, and they're a high-end product, and they're good quality. And then there's other things that they make that aren't so good. So her point is she's right. I don't know how that changes what we buy, though. So.
We are talking about prescription eyewear with Jim LaLuzerne. He is an optical industry veteran. You can join in at 1-800-642-1234. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Right now, we're talking about prescription eyewear with Jim LaLuzerne. And Jim, we have several people who would like to join the conversation, so let's go back to the phones and Paul in Grafton. Hi, Paul.
Hi, good morning. I have a very specific question on what I guess you would call sports eyewear, or sports in particular, and I want to start out by saying that I'm a professional photographer, so I fully understand that there's a huge difference between great lenses and bad lenses. And what I'm looking for, I'm outside probably 12, 14 hours a day, and I want sunglasses, single vision, that are progressive, and I understand progressive is a trend, is a brand name, so it doesn't have to be that brand, but a transition lens and a wraparound. And I'm concerned about getting a good lens that corrects for the peripheral distortion of a wraparound lens. Is there anybody locally that specializes in what would be essentially sports glasses like that?
The product that you're talking about is very, very difficult to make optically, because if you look at a plano or a non-prescription wraparound sunglass, the lens actually wraps around with the frame. And that's fairly easy to do when you have no prescription in the lens. If you try to use the lens to wrap around to fit in a frame that has prescriptions, it becomes really, really optically complex, and that's the reason you don't see them. The solution for your problem is to find a frame that wraps, where the frame wraps around the side, but the lens does not, so that the end of the frame and the temple provide sun protection on the side, but the lens itself does not wrap around. As soon as you start changing the what they call the base curve of the lens to in order to get it to wrap around, and then you're looking in the, if you're familiar with camera optics, if you took your camera lens and you looked through that lens at an angle, you can imagine what happens to all the optics. Well, it's the same thing with prescription eyeglasses. So you're tipping that lens, you're looking through that lens at an angle, and yes, you can do the calculations and get the right prescription. However, as your eye rotates, all of those numbers change, and you end up with a lot of confusing aberrations that you come up with. So to solve your problem, you know, and I've had the same exact thing. I want sight protection, but I know that I can't really get that with a prescription lens. You need the frame to be able to do that.
Okay. Hey, can I ask one just quick follow-up?
And sure.
Are we able to mention brand names?
Sure.
Sure.
The reason I ask is because Zeiss on their website talks about how they're different and that they do the correct, I guess, calculations, like you're putting it, for a wraparound lens. And I understand you can't wrap way around, but I'm just talking about one that goes further than most sunglasses would go.
Yes.
Are you familiar with them, and is that a marketing claim, or do they really do a better job?
They can do what I just said. There is a way to, if you can tell me the prescription, and then tell me how much that prescription, what the base curve you're going to use, and then you're going to tip that, I can tell you what prescription you need to go right through the center, and I can make a lens to do that. Zeiss does it. Essilor does it. There's several other companies that can do that very well, and they will do that. But the answer to your question is that's very, very difficult to hit that on the money. And then it does cause, if you're not looking directly through, straight on through the lens, then you start picking up other aberrations and things that happen. So my experience is, yes, you can make a pair. Somebody might put them on and say these work. And then after a period of time, especially if they're wearing another pair of glasses with a regular base curve on it and a regular orientation, they're going to say, boy, I really go through a problem when I change from one pair of glasses to another. So if you have a pair of sunglasses and a pair of clear lenses, it's really the best to have the same base curve and have both lenses presented in front of the eye in exactly the same way, with the same tilt and the same wrap and all of that. So I'm, you know, yes, Zeiss can do it, Essilor can do it, a number of people can do it. I just don't think that most people would be very happy with that.
All right, thanks for that call, Paul. And let's go to Linda in Duluth next. Hi, Linda.
Hi. Yeah, my question was about purchasing good children's eyeglasses. I know safety, of course, for the lens especially is a concern, but there's got to be, like, different qualities. I always kind of worry that maybe on, like, children's glasses they might skimp a little because the kids aren't really going to complain if they don't see things perfectly clear. And I'll hang up and take my answer off the line.
All right.
And I also wanted to ask about, I know I had purchased glasses several years ago, and I got the lenses that Jim suggested. I think they were like Duralux, and I've been very pleased with them.
Thanks for that call, Linda.
Linda raises a very good question about children's eyeglasses. And from a lens, first of all, nobody makes the lenses any less because it's a child or an adult. I think they use the same process, and there's nobody that says, let's make this one less because it's for a child. That just doesn't happen. For many, many years, most places would only sell a lens for a child that was polycarbonate. And polycarbonate is a based, I don't want to call it bulletproof, but a very, very durable material. And it just will not break under any kind of normal impact. So polycarbonate is been used, and I'm assuming that people today are even more so are using polycarbonate. I know 25 years ago, many companies would only sell polycarbonate in children's frames. So that's the number one thing. It's not going to break and crack, and I don't think people see eyeglasses breaking, the lenses breaking. The frames come in a variety of durabilities, but most children's frames are pretty sturdily built, And a lot of it has to do with the liability laws. You know, people don't want to have, have it on record that a child that wore their glasses had an eye injury. So I think a child wearing glasses today is probably safer than somebody not wearing them. Lenses are almost impossible to break. The frames could break, I think, but very unlikely. So it's not something I would be concerned about.
Thanks for that call. And you can join in at 1-800-642-1234. We're talking with Jim LaLuzerne. He is a veteran of the optics industry. Happy to answer your questions about prescription eyewear. And let's go back to the phones in Mark in Wausau. Hi, Mark.
Good morning. My question is on non-prescription sunglasses. And I'm wondering, is there one tinted lens better than the other? Is gray better than green or green better than amber? Or is polarized still the best product out there?
All right. Thanks for that call, Mark.
Excellent question, and excellent for this time of year, because even though a lot of people don't think of sunglasses as winter, you get snow and a low angle of the sun, and it's a lot more disconcerting to a lot of people than it is in the summertime. Summertime, sun is usually more overhead. People wear a hat. Sun doesn't come in directly into their eye. Wintertime, sometimes it's much worse. For the most part, the color of the lens is more of a cosmetic function. Some people like gray lenses because the gray lens is color neutral, so it doesn't make the colors that you see change. I know in Europe for many years, a kind of a brown tinted lens was more popular. Part of it was cosmetic, and then some people said, well, the browner lenses have a little more yellow in them, which absorb more of the blue light. You know, you've heard of blue blockers. Well, blue blockers have a yellow tint to them. And that's because they absorb the blue. And as a result, you get increased contrast in the evening or in the morning when the sun is low and the sun comes through more atmosphere and there's more blue light. But there's no scientific evidence that says this one is better than this one. I mentioned blue blockers, and probably everybody that's on this planet has seen 100 of those ads. There is something to that. As I said, it improves the yellow or the blue component of the light, interferes with your contrast sensitivity in your eye. The blue blockers are yellowish based. They do filter that out, and they can help. A lot of people that hunt like the yellow lenses for years, there used to be a large yellow lens that people would wear on overcast days. The problem with any lens when it's dark is that any lens is going to take away some of the light, and on an overcast day is probably still enough light, but people wear those into the evening when there's not much light, and then there can be a problem. Polarized lenses are really a nice function for a lot of people. There's a new polarized lens that is based on the transitions when you go out in the sun. It's basically a clear lens indoors. You go outside and it gets darker, but it also becomes polarized outdoors. That's kind of an interesting new feature.
Hmm.
And if I could divert
sure.
just 1 second, there's also a product, and this time of year it's kind of important for outdoor use. It's called Optifog, and it's an anti-fog lens. And particularly, I know that a lot of drivers, like for a UPS driver or a FedEx driver or whatever, where they're going in and out all the time of buildings, and their lenses fog up, it's really a problem. And Optifog actually works. It's something they've been working on for years to solve the problem. And there is, and it's available in a lot of lens styles, not all lens styles, but if you've had that problem in the past or you know somebody that does and gave up trying to find a solution for it, it's worth looking into again.
All right. And let's go to Barbara in Richland Center next. Hi, Barbara.
Hi. Just an older person that's having a little eye strain, and my glasses have been purchased quite a few years ago, but I've never redone them. And they just, the last couple of years, they've been giving me a lot of eye strain when I read a lot. So I'm going to get some new glass part, but I want to use my older frames because they're still wonderful. But they are like a half a frame. They don't come around the bottom. They're metal, and the color is just perfect yet. They have never gotten anywhere. Spaces were discolored. And I just wondered, you were talking about the angle of the lenses and everything, and I don't know, but these have like a piece at the side to screw into the glass part somehow. And then it stops. It doesn't go underneath.
Okay, so Barbara, it sounds like you want to keep your lenses, but you're wondering if you can just put those, or keep your frames rather, and you're wondering if you can put the new lenses with the updated prescription in. Jim, is that something that people can consider doing?
Yes, and it's done all the time. And the only time that I would suggest that you don't do that is if your frame is got a problem with it, it's broken, and let's say you spend a lot of money for new lenses, and then the frame breaks because it's old, and now you've got lenses, and maybe you can't get a new frame to fit it. Now you've got lenses. You've wasted that money with the lenses. But her suggestion is if that frame is as good as she said, that's just fine. She has what she has is a rimless mounting, and they just take the screws out of the lenses, make a new lens, put the new screws back in, and she's good to go. And that's a smart way of saving a few dollars if your frame is in good shape, and just with the precaution that if there is something wrong with it, you don't want to invest more money into that. I'd make one note if I could. A lot of times I see people that have had problems with glasses. The prescription may be fine, and I notice that they have had them for a long time, and they don't notice this, but there's a lot of scratches and dings on the lenses. It's probably not the case in hers because she seems to understand that. But lenses need to be kept clean, and they need to not be scratched. And if you have them for a long time and you're not taking reasonably good care of it, you'd be amazed how scratched and hard to see through a lot of glasses are. And sometimes it's just a really good cleaning. But there can be wear and tear, and if it's on the surface, it's like looking through a windshield that's on your car that's got cracks and scratches or dirty.
Mm-hmm.
So something to pay attention to.
Thanks for that call, Barbara, and that is one way that people can think about saving a little money on that prescription budget. Let's go to Donna in Madison next. Hi, Donna.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, and I really appreciate this program. But I replace my glasses every other year. So 3 years ago, I got a pair of glasses, and they put the anti-glare on and said, you know, I would love it. I don't love it because it makes the headlights at night just kind of explode, mm-hmm. which, you know, I know they weren't supposed to do. And they also seem to spot and scratch. So last year, I got a pair of new glasses, and they said I had no choice. They only come with anti-glare. Is that true, or is there a way I can get around that, or should I get a different kind of?
Well, certain brands of lenses only come with an anti-glare, and you could get a different brand, of course, that didn't have that on there if you chose to do it. It really surprises me that you say that you have night vision problems with them, because it's usually just the opposite. They make a dramatic difference at night of reducing the glare on there. Now, one thing I just mentioned, cleaning, it takes a little particular technique to clean anti-reflection or anti-glare lenses, because a little bit of oil or grease that gets on the surface destroys their ability and actually makes it worse. So my first suggestion would be make sure you keep them clean. And they make those little wiping cloths for the temporary, but, you know, at least once a day, all glasses should be ran under, you know, warm water with a little dish soap and rinsed off to get the oils and grease that accumulate on them. And then those little wiping cloths to be used in between. But one of the number one reasons that I wear anti-reflection coated lenses is for night driving. They make it so much better. So I don't know what's going on in your case. But in answer to your question, you can get, you know, glasses without anti-reflection coating, but maybe not the particular style of lens that you selected.
Well, and it sounds like from what Donna was saying that the problem that she's having with them shouldn't be happening with them. Donna, how long have you had those particular lenses?
Well, these I have since January, and then 2 years before I got the other ones, I think my, you know, night vision isn't so great anymore, but I like his idea of, I clean them with a soft cloth and I put them underwater, but I haven't used the dish soap. And so maybe that would remove some of this spotting and streaking that's on them.
Yeah, you cannot get the oils off unless you have a tiny, and I usually, I use the name brand Joy. And the reason I do that is because that doesn't have, you know, some dish soaps have like a lotion in it to make your hand soft. Well, that really aggravates the problem. And they got perfumes in that, and, and Joy is very inexpensive. And unless they change the formula on me, it doesn't have any of those lotions in it. And those, like I say, those lotions can really mess up an anti-reflection coating.
We have time for one more call. Let's go to Ruth in Madison. Hi, Ruth.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I was going to say to Barbara that she, if she needs those rimless glasses, that unless she's got the blanks that came with her frame, it's possible that she's not going to be able to replace those lenses unless they send the glasses away as they are to make, you know, new lenses that'll match those frames. And it's possible where she bought them in the first place may have left them in her file or something there. But I wanted to say about the businesses that sell glasses, you know, like two pairs for $100 or something, you know, that if you've ever gone to one of their places, they like have one of this frame and one of that frame and one of the other frame. And so if something happens where you break an earpiece or something, you're never going to get that replaced. You're going to have to buy a new frame again. Every time you break a part of your glasses, you're going to have to buy a new pair.
Well, that's a good point, and I appreciate you adding that to it. Regarding the shape of the lens, that sometimes they will give you a pattern if you're shape, so you can keep that in case you want to get a duplicate. Most companies today have a computer file with that shape in it. So if you go to the same place you got it before, they can go pull up that shape that was there before and give you the same shape. So what she mentioned could be a problem, but may not be, because they have that in the file.
And that was going back to the earlier discussion that we were talking about, you know, trying to budget and, of course, get the most for our money, but that, especially those deals where it's like two pairs of glasses for $99, that that you might be cutting it a little too economically to get what you really need.
Very good point.
And so, Jim, just kind of coming back full circle, we started out talking about, you know, how to budget for what we might need in eyewear next year. If you could just give us those kind of bullet points again so people go into planning for those flex plans with as much information as possible.
Well, the biggest savings is to find a frame that's not a designer frame and save money there. And then I think it's important to talk to the person that you're getting eyeglasses from and tell them that you're on a tight budget and that what you're looking for is basic vision without all the fanciness on it. And sometimes places, if they have a package program, a lot of companies have, maybe you could get a little bit of both, get a good deal, but also get something that's a little bit more stylish. Talk to the doctor dispenser. That's, I guess, my bottom line.
Thanks so much for spending time with us today. Jim LaLuzerne is an industry veteran in the optical industry, and he comes by a few times a year to help us pick the right prescription glasses and pay what we should to get what we need, but not much more. Thanks so much, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
You're welcome.